Stack, this is getting on Stephen Herb. That is H-E-R-B, H as in house, H-E-R-B, Herb. Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, date of consultation is 4-13-58. I'm sorry, date of birth is 4-13-58. Date of consultation is 1-31-23. Please make a copy for Brian Bogdanowicz, B-O-G-D. Bogdanowicz, MD. Next. Dear Brian, thank you for sending Stephen Herb for evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint. Shortness of breath with exertion and COPD. Next. Yes, present illness. This is a 64-year-old white male who has a long-standing history of smoking. Has been dyspneic with minimal activity and has been smoking 1 to 2 packs of cigarettes per day. Is unable to quit. And he has recently been sent for a can you please change that sentence? The patient has been treated for prostate cancer and had a PET CT scan done this past year, which showed no significant uptake in the chest, and there was a partially calcified right apical mass measuring 3.5 centimeter with underlying COPD changes. The patient also had a CT chest a year ago, which was unremarkable. The patient denies recent weight loss. He has no chest pain. He has some cough with wheezing and he is of apneic and tonight significant leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of rotator cuff surgery. He also was treated for hepatitis C. And yes, had prostate cancer with radiation. And a history for facial surgery following trauma. And had radiation to the skin. Due to facial scars. He also had an appendectomy. And he had a fractured jaw that was repaired and had a pneumothorax in 2010 that was treated. And had a biopsy of the right lung done. Next, bird have allergies to bee stings. Habit the patient smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 52 years. Drinks beer regularly. Is a quality control supervisor. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of kidney failure. Mother died of multiple cancers and old age. Multiple causes and old age. Next, system review. Patient has no fatigue, weight loss, and has no cataracts or glaucoma. Has urinary frequency and flank pains. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, and coughing spells. He has abdominal pains and heartburn and diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains or palpitations. He has depression and he has bleeding gums. He has no muscle aches or stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list included tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, Ventolin, inhaler 2+, TID, PRN. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 135/70. The heart rate of 78. Us patients are 16. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 145. Saturation 94. HG and ear norms. Phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist. Throat is injected. Ears no inflammation. Neck supple. No bruise. No thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with visas scattered bilaterally. Heart, the anthems are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Varicosities, no edema, no cap tenderness, reflex the 1+ with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves mostly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next. Paragraph, breath number one is COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number two, history of prostate cancer. Status post radiation therapy. Number three is degenerative arthritis. And next paragraph, plan the patient has been. Number four is nicotine dependency. Next plan, the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Advised to get a CBC IgE level, alpha 1 antitrypsin level with phenotyping. Also get a CT chest with contrast, and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. A follow-up visit be arranged approximately 4 weeks. He will use the Ventolin inhaler PRN as before. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Brian Bogdanovich, Bogdanovich, MD. Thank you.